AU fans, welcome inside the Eagle's Nest and into this year's first episode of the Inner Circle with AU Wrestling. My name is Mark LeDuc, sitting down today with head coach Jason Borelli. Coach, welcome on to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Coach Borelli in his fifth season at the helm of the program. Happy to have you. And we have a lot to talk about. There's already an open tournament under the team's belt, the Navy Classic yesterday, some guys at the East Stroudsburg Classic as well. We want to highlight some individual wrestlers, talk about a few weight classes that are going to be particularly competitive on this roster. And we have a home opener coming up this Saturday, November 8th, against number 16, West Virginia. So already a high-profile opponent in the dual schedule. We'll preview that a little bit. All that said, let's get started. So, Coach, coming into your fifth year, broad view coming into the season. I mean, you had an accomplished year last year, 11 dual wins. You get six guys on the podium at the IWA Championships. But, of course, the expectation is to raise the bar every year. It's been changed every year that you've been here. What are your thoughts going into this season, looking at it 30,000 feet?
Outcome-based goals, always to do better, right? Do better than you did the year before. So whether that's through dual meet metrics, placings at the IWAs, or sending guys to nationals, you just want to keep improving. But just overall, my enthusiasm, and I think our staff's enthusiasm for this season is as high as it's been for any year I've coached, right? I want to say this is the start of my 20th season coaching total, 18th as a head coach, and just have been really, really excited about this group. You finally feel like you have a lot of depth, and that's a coach's kind of dream, best case scenario, and you're not always struggling if guys go down because inevitably injuries are going to happen. We just have a lot of depth finally, especially in our lightweights. We have a good mix of real eager and talented young group of freshmen, but a few upperclassmen who have done really well for us over the years, and in particular two returning that have been at the national tournament, Max Leet and Jack Maeda. So there's just a lot of optimism, a lot of excitement. I'm not one on predicting outcomes, but we just want to do better. We want to jump a level, right? Not just do a little bit better. We feel like this group can jump a big, big level. So while we've improved every year, we want to improve again in year five. We want to improve in a big way.
And you got started yesterday, the Navy Classic, with some positive results right off the bat. Ray Lopez wins at 133 pounds. He actually faced off against Max Leet in the finals, which is something that you have to be proud of. It's something that rare that happens, but Ray ended up winning, getting a pin, and then you had five placers overall.
Like I said, down low, we just are healthy spot. We had two real good guys at 125, JJ Peace and Cohen Bainey, and JJ ended up third in the tournament and had some good wins along the way. And like you mentioned, at 133, you know, Ray had a big win in the semifinals. He actually pinned the number five kid in the country from Nebraska, who was a returning All-American. The kid took seventh in the country last year. So, you know, disappointed. It did say, you know, fall, so one correction, and we're trying to get it fixed on the bracketing. Ray was winning the match in the finals, and actually we ended up injury defaulting that match, so they entered the result wrong, but I think it was a 4-1 match or 5-1 match at the time. Got in a little situation where weren't sure about a scenario with Max, and with it being so early in the year, we decided injury default was the best way to go to make sure he's healthy. Yeah, just good performance from them. I was happy with Emmanuel Ulrich. I was happy with Caleb Campos. We had some guys that did pretty well there, and Caleb beat a nationally ranked kid, and just scored a lot of points. And E-Man beat a really good heavyweight from Nebraska. The kid that he beat, Andrews, Harley Andrews, actually had beat Will Jarrell last year, was ranked nationally, made the national tournament. And so that was a good win. It just so happens that Nebraska had a transfer in, number one kid in the country at heavyweight, is their starter. So Andrews is a backup for them this year, but he's actually no slouch. So big win for E-Man there. And just overall good day.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it's obviously results speak for themselves on paper. You look at the wins, but when you break down how they won and who they're beating, it creates a whole different story than just looking at win and loss.
Yeah, it's always good for a program when opening weekend you have a guy in the team that knocks off a top five ranked opponent or a returning All-American. So, you know, that's exciting in itself, right? You have guys that are now beating some of the best in the country, and that happens on opening weekend. I'm pretty pleased with the start overall. And we send a group up to East Stroudsburg. We had a lot of our freshmen. We had 10 guys total compete up there. Probably six of them, I believe, were true freshmen, and a few other young kids that are in their second year with the program. So and they did well. They brought home a lot of hardware, so it just was an overall good weekend
for this roster. You mentioned how strong it is up and down, specifically with the lightweights. I mean, Ray Lopez is back, is in his senior year. Max Leet and Jack Maeda are two of the big ones that I think of. Max missed last year with a redshirt season. He still did well in open tournaments but couldn't help you out in any dual meets, and Maeda missed the season due to injury.
Yeah, it's awesome to get those two leaders back, right? Two captains, you know, two guys that have just been with in the program a while. And so their presence was missed, you know, whether it's traveling with the team, having veteran leadership and guys that have been around it. You know, you can't put a price on guys that have wrestled in dual meets in front of the home crowd or in a big environment, because when you have to rely on young kids, sometimes that anxiety and that kind of competitive nature of being in the spotlight can overwhelm them at first. So for us to have Jack and Max back, the guys that have done that before, you know when they walk out there, they're just in a better headspace. And so that's going to help the on the mat performance be awesome, just to have guys that have been at the Nationals and have higher goals. And but I'm really pleased with just how much they're being pushed. You know, we have Colin Martin in the room, we have Leo Maestas, we have a lot of young guys around clogged in that 125 to 149 space that are pushing each other, and that'll bring out the best in the guys that end up, you know, representing us at the IWAs.
And on the top half of that, you've talked about Emmanuel Ehrlich, or E-Man, as you guys like to call him. He came in the last 2 years, has been working with Will Jarrell, who graduated last year after an excellent career. You spoke about him last week with me about how he's a big sign of the culture of the program changing and getting better because of what he's done over these last couple of years.
Pointed this out to the guys even yesterday, right? Like, you got to embrace the hard and lean into it, right? So often it's easy to feel like you're not getting what you want and then to try to change directions and go a different course. Well, sometimes you got to lean into that, and you've got to, when things get tough, you don't take your ball and go home, right? You buy into the process, you commit, you stay committed. You know, commitment's a big thing in life, and especially in sports, is stay committed to the process, don't give up, and embrace it, embrace the challenge and the struggle. E-Man's a good example. He came in initially when we recruited him. We had talked to him about redshirting behind Will Jarrell, and then going into his redshirt freshman year, Will would graduate. Well, turned out Will Jarrell got an extra year of eligibility. And the easy thing for Eman would have been to kind of pack his bags, take his ball, go home, so to speak, right? Maybe look at transferring or doing something different, because, you know, most athletes don't want to give up a year of competition, right? And sit behind someone. He knew he wasn't as good as Will at the time, but chose to stay, wrestle, and train with Will. And that ultimately has helped prepare him to be better now when he is in the lineup. Now, he lost a year of eligibility, sure, but he's better prepared for having been in a room with Will and learning from him than he would have been probably going somewhere else. And I think that says a lot about our culture that a kid would stay. It says a lot about the opportunities that AU provides academically and for life after, because, you know, that's why kids come here. But it says a lot about his character and just values that he would stick it out. And we point to that in recruiting. We point to that with our guys on the team, and we use that as an example of embracing the challenge.
Also in that class, the redshirt freshman from last year, Caden Milheim, Gage Owen, Cohen Bainey, who all made a big impact early on. And how exciting is that to know that you have these young guys who are already getting a lot of experience?
Yeah, well, it's great. You know, I'm real excited about Cohen, because I think he's going to develop a ton. You know, he developed a lot last year. He was the starter and he got to wrestle, and that, so those experiences got him better toward the end, and he wrestled his best late in March at the EIWAs. He's going to get way better now that he's got JJ chomping at his heels, right? And that healthy competition just brings out the best in the right competitors, and so I'm excited about that. Gage Owen and Caden, you know, Caden shifted down to 157 after Jack Neese graduated. He's at a little more healthy, you know, just a weight. He was a little bit undersized at 165 last year, so he feels good, big and strong. Now, he didn't have a great outing at the Navy Classic, but Caden is a guy that just kind of smooth and steady goes about his business, so I have no doubt that he'll get better and better as he adjusts to weight and as he has some stuff to review. And then Gage is same thing, pretty even keeled, doesn't get overly frustrated with himself, and so having him at 149, you know, just in a good spot. And those guys are young; they still have a long runway ahead of them, and we're excited.
Yeah, Caden finished fifth last year at the IWAs, and Cohen finished sixth, part of that group that had six guys on the podium at the EIWA championships. So looking ahead now, the dual schedule is starting. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's already November, and we're back where we're right where we left off. But you have four Power Four teams on this dual schedule. It's a big challenge this year. That's a part of the excitement, and it starts with West Virginia, who's ranked 16th coming in this Saturday. What are your thoughts going into that meet, and what are you looking to get out of these challenges against some of these bigger programs?
You're hopeful that you get a great crowd. You have the environment that kind of replicates some of the things that our guys will see postseason, so that they get familiar with that. It also, you hope to get the matchups you want. When I look at West Virginia, we scheduled them. They are pretty solid at most every weight, and so hopefully they're healthy and that our guys get to wrestle some of their guys, because we need those opportunities at those weight classes to make a name for ourselves, also to put ourselves in position to qualify for nationals postseason. And so really, and to feel that type of wrestling, you know, I think everyone knows that the Big Ten Conference is pretty elite in wrestling. And so when you look at schools like Purdue and Michigan State and, you know, teams like that on your schedule, you just feel a little bit different level of style of wrestling. It's a little heavier hand fight. It's a little more physical, and we need to experience that. So really excited to get kick it off this Saturday against West Virginia, and glad that the dual meet season is here, because you didn't get to experience a dual meet season last year, really. So this will be your first full dual meet season. It'll be good.
Yes, it will. I'm very excited. It was fun last year. We got some good ones at the end of the year, too. That Harvard meet and the Bucknell meet on senior night, getting a win. And that was a close one, too. Came down to the heavyweight bout. Yeah, very, very excited to see some more of that this year. And something to be excited about for fans on Saturdays. If you come to the match, you have a chance to win two VIP passes to Playboy Carty at Capital One Arena. And all AU students can get in using their AU ID for free. So it's only net positive. You can come in and you can win two free tickets after enjoying an exciting dual meet. You got to stay to the end of the match. That's when the raffle will be announced and the winners will be announced, and you can walk out with two tickets to a great concert.
Heck yeah. And, you know, really want to get a lot of fans, but AU students, you know, we want AU students to come. I know it's a Saturday, so sometimes students, you know, if they had a hard Friday night and they don't want to get up, but it's noon, you got plenty of time to wake up, venture over to Bender, watch some wrestling against a great West Virginia squad. Should be some exciting individual matches, and then win some Playboy Carty tickets. And also, it's a big day for AU athletics that day. There's a lot going on here on campus. So if you're a student, come over. You know, get to watch wrestling, watch some field hockey, watch basketballs that later that night, women's basketball. There's just a lot going on campus, so should be a fun day.
Yeah, really exciting time of year, and really excited for wrestling season as it gets going. Coach, thanks for coming on, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Fans, purchase your tickets for AU Wrestling today at AUEagles.com/tickets. Single match tickets start at just $10, and you can support the Eagles all season long with season tickets starting at just $40. There are 7 home dual meets this season, and we'll be hosting the EIWA Championships on March 6th and 7th. Can't make the match? You can support the Eagles no matter where you are by taking the AU Wrestling Victory Pledge. Pledge $10 for every match won by an AU wrestler at home during the 2025-26 season to directly contribute to the program. For more information, head to AUEagles.com/tickets. Thank you, and go Eagles!